This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we may be coming into the Christmas holiday, coming up at the end of this week, of course, with a little bit more reassurance that America is not going to simply spend itself into oblivion or irrelevance. It's not going to cripple itself in terms of the big power competition that we're going to have to face in 2022 and 2023 and 2024 and on. Big power competition against China, of course, against Russia, against the two of them working together, and some of America's long-standing adversaries around the world. One of the reasons that we can come into the Christmas season a little bit more confident about that is because there's going to be no Build Back Better bill this year. It won't happen. It won't be passed. And I actually think that as it gets closer and closer to the election of next year, which is taking place in November of next year, there are more and more Democrats who are going to step away. And given the fact that Democrats did not win big majorities in the Senate or in the House, they have a one-vote Senate majority. It's not even. The Senate is tied. They only get that majority vote because Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, who also had a very bad weekend. And again, more criticism and more embarrassment, more mishandling of her staff, and again, just more tone-deaf Kamala Harris. And with all of that, and their very narrow margin, instead of building a majority in the Senate, they were determined that they were somehow going to be able to force all the Democrats to go along with this spending blueprint, which is utterly irresponsible, and which many of them know, and they really do know it deep in their hearts, that it's not great for the country. This is Ayanna Pressley, a member of the Squad, she's a congresswoman from Massachusetts in a safe seat, most seats in Massachusetts. They're all Democrats from Massachusetts, and most of them are in very safe seats. But in any event, Ayanna Pressley said this, claiming that Manchin did not behave or negotiate with good faith, and also expressing her deepest wish for Christmas. Listen to clip 8.
My lack and deficit of trust was about Senator Manchin. He has continued to move the goalpost. He has never negotiated in good faith. And he is obstructing the president's agenda, 85% of which is still left on the table. And in obstructing the president's agenda, he is obstructing the people's agenda.
Okay, when you say he's obstructing the people's agenda, really? If this was the people's agenda, how come they didn't elect a majority of people in both houses who had signed on to such an agenda? And certainly Biden hadn't. Biden was running to be a moderate, being a deal maker, being a compromiser, not a guy who would try to use a tied Senate and a technicality, which is the idea that the vice president can vote on how the Senate goes, trying to use that to basically do sweeping change that people had never voted for. She also said in the same remarks, all I want for Christmas is a senator with compassion. Really? And we cannot allow one lone senator from West Virginia to obstruct the president's agenda? That's the way the system works, lady. We're not now talking here about getting two-thirds votes or getting 60 votes or ending a filibuster. This has nothing to do with a filibuster. If they could blow the filibuster to smithereens, they still wouldn't get this spending plan through the Senate of the United States. They barely got it through the House. And at that point, only because they had been assured that they had the votes and they were going to get it and they were going to push it through the Senate. And then again, what are they talking about? We cannot allow one lone senator from West Virginia? What? You have something against West Virginia? How is it you don't allow one lone senator to make an important decision? Anybody here ever see Mr. Smith goes to Washington? Right? That's one lone senator. You're elected to the U.S. Senate not to go along, but to stand up for what you and your constituents believe in. And it seems to me it's unquestionable that's what Joe Manchin is doing. By the way, if you disagree with any of this, please give us a call. Enlighten me and the rest of the conversationalists out there. 1-800-955-1776. Speaking of conversationalists, there's a lot of speculation that this failure in the U.S. Senate may give AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the member of Congress from the Bronx, may give her the more of an opening that she has been craving to challenge Chuck Schumer for his Senate seat in New York, which is open this year. Chuck Schumer is not expected to have a tough race against any Republican in New York, but AOC challenging him in a primary election? Well, listen to what she has to say about what she thinks we need regarding the U.S. Senate. This is clip 11.
I mean, it is unconscionable the way that the Senate operates. It's fundamentally undemocratic. And now what it's doing is that it is allowing the stripping of people's voting rights across the country. We are in a crisis. 19 states have passed over 33 laws to limit or restrict the right to vote in the United States of America. We are beyond the time for something to pass. And my concern is that even Manchin's compromise, or the fact that he was making statements just this past week that he was just having conversations with the parliamentarian about voting rights that were illuminating. How has this not happened all year long? And so what we really need to do is crack down on the Senate, which operates like an old boys club that has a couple of gals in it that have managed to break through. And we need to actually institute some institution. We actually need to implement some institutional discipline.
Institutional discipline? Doesn't that sound like prison? I mean, we need to institute some institutional discipline? Crack down on the Senate? You're not even a senator yet. But sure sounds like she wants to be one. Can you imagine that she could do campaign billboards holding a whip and leather boots and vote for institutional discipline in the Senate? Vote for AOC. Crack down, lady. I mean, what is this? We have to crack down on the Senate? The Senate is supposed to be, it's referred to often as the world's greatest deliberative body. The Senate is not supposed to be the place where people respond to the tides and the vicissitudes of public opinion, but where people stand on higher principle. And the idea that this member of the House, who just was elected to her second term in the House, now wants to tell people who have been in the Senate, some of them for a very long time, and some of them kind of know what they are doing. Mitch McConnell, I think it's safe to say, knows more about the Senate and how it works and where it doesn't work and where it needs to be improved and what goes on than AOC. But there's more. And another setting, that was on MSNBC. Elsewhere, an online interview, AOC again rips the Senate. What's she say? We'll get to that. And what's the impact of angry Democrats? We'll get to that coming up.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, it's fascinating to see the dance that's going around this holiday season in New York State. No, nobody's talking about Andrew Cuomo making a comeback. No, I think he has other things to attend to. Who knows? Chris Cuomo may make a comeback somewhere, somehow.
there'll be a new, whole new way of living, right? That's a West Side Story reference. But I don't believe Chris Cuomo has any connection with the West Side. But AOC is a city girl. She's from the Bronx. And there has to be a great deal of speculation and concern on the Schumer side of things. By the way, I do think Chuck Schumer would beat her if she does challenge him for the U.S. Senate. I would certainly hope so, because you don't want to advance the kind of politics that AOC represents. Here is the gentle lady from the Bronx in an online interview, again criticizing not just Joe Manchin, not just Joe Biden, but our institutions and the way they work. This is clip three. Listen.
Overall, federally, I think there's a case to be made that the United States I think it's something that we know. Democracy in the United States is eroding. And we are at a crossroads right now on whether we are going to check that erosion or allow that erosion to continue to happen. There are certain institutions since the founding of the United States that are fundamentally undemocratic. The United States Senate is one such example. Now, we elect our senators by popular vote. That is a democratic part. That is a democratic function. There are some states, like, for example, in Georgia and in Texas, where the right to vote is under attack. And that is fundamentally undemocratic. But what makes the Senate, but that affects everybody and all seats. But what makes the Senate fundamentally undemocratic is that it gives small groups of people the same amount of power as massive groups of people. And that is not democratic at all.
Yeah, but that is exactly why they balanced the Constitution the way they did. The House is different from the Senate. And yes, small groups of people, people who live in West Virginia, say, which is a state with only 5 electoral votes, have a disproportionate amount of power compared to California, which has 54 electoral votes. Okay? And yet they each have the same number of senators, despite the fact there are 40 million people in California, and I don't know exactly off the top of my head how many in West Virginia, but very few. I know in Wyoming there are only 500,000. And yet Wyoming has the same number of senators as California. You could say that's undemocratic. That was the intent of the Constitution. And it served our country well. Because it means that small states can't be ignored by big and bullying and disproportionately wealthy and populous states. And the idea that she says and by the way, in the original Constitution, they did not have direct election of the senators. They weren't elected by popular vote. They were elected by the legislatures, because the whole idea was to balance the House and the Senate. And if she's talking about changing the Constitution, dream on. It's not going to happen, because one of the things they protect small states from is constitutional change that would deprive them of their power, because all it takes is 13 states to fail to have their legislatures ratify some new amendment, and that amendment won't go through. Which is why all this talk about getting rid of the Electoral College or getting rid of the U.S. Senate, it's not going to happen. And no, I don't think it was going to be the subject of a revolution or a civil war. Let me go to Sid in Atlanta. Sid, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all out there, and to you and your family and your staff. I appreciate you taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yes, I think that this Joe Manchin,
yeah.
Yes, he's a maverick wannabe, you know. I think that the Democrats need to ostracize him as they did with Joe Lieberman. And I think that he is not on our side at all. He's not playing the same game. And we have this Build Back Better being done by our president, and he's doing a good job at it. And let me also add that he did a good job in Afghanistan, you know, when we could all agree that he successfully withdrew our troops. He successfully withdrew our troops. And he made the U.S. made look good when you have Afghans chasing a moving plane and having our enemies looking at us like, what is it about the U.S. anyway that make this people want to go to the U.S.? That's what that whole picture looked like to me after he withdrew the plane.
You've also got to say that it makes the U.S. look suspect, because here were the people who counted on us in Afghanistan, who we are now profoundly letting down and at risk of their lives. But let's not talk about two things at once. Let's focus for a moment on Senator Manchin. And you talked about Senator Lieberman. Senator Lieberman always got along with his colleagues and always got along with his Democratic colleagues, and was actually somebody who did work with Republicans on occasion. But what happened to him is he lost a primary in his home state of Connecticut to Ned Lamont, who's now the governor of Connecticut. And when Joe Lieberman lost the primary, he said, to heck with that, I'll run as an independent. And he did. And by the way, that happened to Lisa Murkowski, a Republican who's up for election again this time. She lost a primary in the Republican Party, ran anyway, and won. And with the Lisa Murkowski, it was a write-in. And it was hard because you had to learn how to spell Murkowski. And I am not sure they counted people who wrote in just Lisa, but leave that aside. But the point is, when you say the Democrats should ostracize Joe Manchin, doesn't that just invite him to shift over to the Republican side? Is there anyone who seems to agree with Sid that it would actually be a good thing for the Democrats if Joe Manchin left that party? If so, explain. 1-800-955-1776.
Medved.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is adding 20,000 guest worker visas to combat the national labor shortage. The Department of Homeland Security making the announcement on Monday. The H-2B visa allows employers to bring foreign workers to the United States temporarily for non-agriculture jobs, including landscaping, hospitality, and other industries. The president's vaccine mandate for larger companies may be blocked by the Supreme Court. Justice Brett Kavanaugh receiving several appeals asking the mandate to be frozen while the issue plays out in the lower courts. This as Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says COVID is here to stay.
We have lived our entire lives being okay with having a flu season. It's time to change our mindset and start being okay with a flu and COVID season.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there's a lot of people out there who agree with Sid in Atlanta in the sense that Joe Manchin should not have the honor any longer of being accepted as a member of the Democratic majority in the U.S. Senate. And again, the question really is, so what? I mean, right now, the Democratic majority in the U.S. Senate isn't really technically a majority. You know why? Because they have two senators, Senator Angus King of Maine, who caucuses with the Democrats, but he says he's an independent. And there's Bernie Sanders, who may have run twice for the Democratic presidential nomination, but he still says he's an independent, he's not a Democrat. And he caucuses with the Democrats. So, again, the idea of trying to drive somebody out of the party because he doesn't toe the party line, is that an idea that's going to benefit the country, going to benefit our politics, going to benefit the working of the Senate, going to benefit the Democratic Party, or its chance of being even competitive in an election which already looks extremely tough for Democrats at every level? Joe Scarborough had this to say on MSNBC about the danger of angry Democrats. This is clip 12.
They're going to need Joe Manchin for anything that is passed over the next year. And, of course, I'm sure they were angry. I'm sure they felt betrayed. I'm sure they're completely exasperated with trying to nail him down. At the same time, as I said yesterday, you could impeach Bill Clinton on Monday. He would invite you golfing on Tuesday, and you'd be working on a bill with him on Wednesday, because Bill Clinton always understood there was the next battle, there was the next bill, there was the next victory to be had. I was quite taken. Again, not because of Joe Manchin's feelings, just because of the realities of Washington, D.C., I was taken by those attacks and attacks by other Democrats, which we're going to read in a second, which seems to invite Joe Manchin to become a Republican. Democrats think it can't get worse. Oh, it can always get worse. Jim Jeffords left the Republican Party in 2002 and gave Democrats control of the Senate because of his problems with George W. Bush.
Okay, and by the way, the Republicans did win the Senate back the next year. They won the Senate back in the election of 2002. And then they lost again in 2006, but that's the way it has been going in a very evenly divided country. And that is the point. The Democrats have this delusion, and I hope if Republicans capture both House and Senate, and I believe they will, that we don't end up suffering from this delusion, the delusion that everybody in the country agrees with you. The country, in truth, is very evenly divided. And the country's divided on kind of everything. And the one thing that has surprised me is the divisions over basically just trying to make people safe as you possibly can with the COVID virus. And there was an encouraging development on that front, not from the White House so much, but at an event in Dallas, where it was part of the concluding event of the American History Tour that President Trump was doing together with his friend Bill O'Reilly. He's also been a friend of this show, Bill O'Reilly. But they were performing in Dallas in a sort of conversational setting. And this is the way it sounded when they began to talk about the vaccine. This is clip 1A.
We did something that was historic. We saved tens of millions of lives worldwide. We, together, all of us, not me, we got a vaccine done, three vaccines done, and tremendous therapeutics like Regeneron and other things that have saved a lot of lives. We got a vaccine done in less than 9 months that was supposed to take from 5 to 12 years. Because of that vaccine, millions and millions of people, I think this would have been the Spanish flu of 1917, where up to 100 million people died. This was going to ravage the country far beyond what it is right now. Take credit for it. What we've done is historic. Don't let them take it away. Don't take it away from ourselves. You're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it. No mandates. But take credit, because we saved tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that? Right?
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it, too. Okay, so...
That's all. There's a very tiny group of it.
Okay, what he's saying, there are people booing that President Trump acknowledged that he got the booster. He also got the first two doses after he had the disease. So he's done all the right precautions. But does anyone understand why President Trump would get booed for saying he got a booster? Would you boo somebody who got a booster, who made the choice? It's one of those things. There's a front page story in the Seattle Times today about the military and people in the military who are now applying, and several thousand of them, applying for exemptions based on religion. And the chaplains in the military are not eager to provide that. So far, they estimate that 98% 1.5%. So all except 1.5% in the military have either gotten vaccinated or are planning to get vaccinated. Where the question, hey, if you're planning it, what are you waiting for? Do those military members who get a booster shot deserve booing? Does that make any sense? And regarding Trump's appearance in Dallas, this was part, again, of his American history tour. We had gone to a number of places in Florida and in Texas with Bill O'Reilly, talking about the Trump administration and its place in history. And one of the things President Trump said, he says, there's a lot of clouds hanging over our country right now, dark clouds, but we will come back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. There's such a spirit out there right now, I've never seen anything like it. He briefly mentioned border security, inflation, gas prices, and the United States withdrawal from Afghanistan, which he called a mess and the most embarrassing day in the nation's history. And, of course, he had also committed us to withdraw before he left the presidency. He also talked about and thanked the military and police, who he said are facing unprecedented crime and looting, and then said this, quote, our country needs a savior right now. And we have a savior. That's not me, he said. That's someone much higher up. Trump said that before delivering a Christmas message about Jesus. This was in church, actually. Speaking of the First Baptist Church, Robert Jeffress's church in Dallas, we're going to make America great again, he concluded, before the crowd stood and chanted USA, USA. Former First Lady Melania Trump did not attend the service in downtown Dallas, although Trump talked about her Christmas parties and what he said was backlash from the media about her choice of tree colors. There's more, but this experience in Dallas, it seems to me, suggests a really great opportunity for President Trump that could help his campaign for restoration. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The first day of Christmas my true love brought to me a partridge in a pear tree. The second day of Christmas my true love brought to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. The third day of Christmas
my I always wondered how you would get, once I figured out when I was a little kid what a partridge was, it's a bird. And okay, so I didn't know that. But a partridge in a pear tree, how do you get it to stay in the pear tree for all 12 days of Christmas? But those are some of the mysteries that I guess come with the territory of a holiday season. One of my favorite Medved history shows is we did a show, and I keep getting requests for it and compliments on it, and that makes me feel good, of course. But it's about the history of Christmas in America. Christmas used to be a very controversial subject in the United States. And there was actually much more enthusiasm about Christmas before the Civil War in the South. Because in New England, at least, and in parts of the North, because the parts of the Midwest were settled almost entirely by people from New England, from Connecticut and Massachusetts, Ohio was settled by New Englanders, and most of Illinois and Minnesota and the whole upper Midwest. But in New England, there was a tradition that it wasn't Christian to drink and to celebrate and to go through the sort of Roman aspects that had contributed to shaping the holiday of Christmas in Europe. And then after the war, there were people, because there were prisoners of war on both sides, there were actually Northerners who had never seen sort of traditional celebratory Christmases, and then they saw that experience through the war and adopted it afterward. In any event, all of that, I think, is fascinating and important to enjoy the holiday in depth, and it is and has been an American holiday, even when it was controversial in New England before the Revolution. Check it out at Medved History Store. And remember that you can still have the opportunity for a few more days until the end of the year to get a become a Medhead Plus member, where you have free access anytime you want it to any of the Medved History Store programs. And you can see what we have on offer there by just going to medvedhistorystore.com. and then at the cost of 22 cents a day. And really, it is that low. You can figure it out. 22 cents a day. You have access not only to this show, commercial free, anytime you want it, but you, anywhere you want it, but you also have access to the MedVed history programs, all of them, including the history of Christmas in America. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. Speaking of gift, I do think that President Trump, who spoke very well about the vaccines, I'm glad he said what he said. He should not have been booed. And he helps himself a lot because he distances himself from the crazy. And look, if you don't think some of this anti-vax sentiment has become really crazy and strange, there's a report about Anchorage, Alaska, where the mayor, who I believe is a Democrat in Anchorage, and it's the only really Democratic part of the state, is the one big city in Alaska. It's a heavily Republican state. But the Democrat, the mayor of Anchorage, in any event, is a very strong vaccine skeptic. And he was encouraging at one point people to come into a city council meeting wearing yellow Jewish stars to say that the unvaccinated were being persecuted like Jews in the Holocaust, which, again, is an incredibly foolish line. But he had made a visit to the city water supply, and he still is very, very skeptical about vaccines. He had given an order to the city water supply to stop putting fluoride in the water. Now, you can't do that. And that actually lasted for several hours where they didn't fluoridate the water, which they've been fluoridating water in Anchorage and around the rest of the country for more than 50 years. And fluoridation is actually good for you. And you can talk to any dentist or any physician. There is no damaging impact at all. Zero, zip, nada from fluoridation of the water. And it's one of the reasons that, remember, we used to tease British people because of bad teeth. Americans enjoy better teeth because of fluoridated water. It really does work. We have good friends, several, who are dentists. And fluoridation is one of those things that's improved America. In any event, the mayor apologized. He didn't have the right to stop the fluoridation of the water. But association with that kind of craziness, fringe ideas, the John Birch Society at one point back in the 50s and 60s was anti-fluoridation. And the one thing that President Trump could do to help himself a lot is they report that at his, not at the church, but at the center where he and O'Reilly were doing their rally, there was a group representing the Negative 48. Now, Negative 48 is a subgroup of QAnon that believes that John F. Kennedy Jr. is going to come back and install President Trump as president again and maybe be his vice president. Now, John Kennedy Jr. died, 30 years ago? 20 years ago? 1999, I think he died. And, okay, so 22 years ago. And a sad thing, but again, it would be useful if President Trump made it very clear concerning QAnon, where a lot of people believe that, if he simply said, look, there is no Q. There is no member of my team who is out there giving secret messages about pedophiles and blood-drinking Satanists and prominent liberals. I have no plans and will not, in a second term, if that happens, have anything to do with the so-called storm, where President Trump is supposed to be executing thousands of people who are part of this evil QAnon plan. Dissociate yourself from that. dissociate yourself from people who are acting in your name. And you can say, well, I did nothing to encourage them. Maybe not. But when they are flying Trump banners, when they are wrapping themselves in Trump flags, and I'm talking about now people like the Boogaloo Boys, who believe that they're starting another civil war. And especially given the fact that we are going to be continuing to find out more and ask more questions about what Trump was actually doing those 3 hours that the Capitol was being ransacked on January 6th. If he doesn't distance himself from some of the people like the QAnon shaman, Jacob Wamsley, or whatever his last, Chesley, I think his last name was. But the guy with the horns and the bare chest and the speaker's dais in the House of Representatives. Dissociate yourself from that, just like you did from the vaccine crazies in Dallas. And in that situation, there is much less chance of what Matt Continetti was writing about today. He has a column about the dangers to Republicans. And one danger is overconfidence, because all the indications are that Republicans are going to do very, very well when the election comes around next year. But the truth of the matter is, we've blown it before, and we blow it sometimes by choosing candidates who have very, very big problems, as we would in Missouri if we end up nominating a former Governor Greitens who had to resign as governor because he was accused. It gives us stuff you can't even say on the air in the basement of his own home with somebody who wasn't his wife, when his wife and his two kids, then wife, they've since divorced. But Governor Greitens had to resign as governor because of misdeeds. Why would you nominate someone like that? I mean, it makes no sense at all. And remember when we nominated someone who had a background in witchcraft and she did an ad that began, "I am not a witch," Christine O'Donnell? That was in the state of Delaware, where the Republicans should have won that seat. So avoiding support for divisiveness within the party, nominating mainstream conservative candidates who can actually win, and maybe even actually work with people like Joe Manchin, who will continue in the Senate, that, it seems to me, is the way to go for the sake of the Republican Party, and for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.